boarding house. It has straw. It wouldn't. And then another thing I forgot to tell you. When we had processions, May processions in church or any kind of procession, we always went outside. We were from the church outside. We dressed in white. And I think that we wore in our bare feet because we didn't have any shoes, only high top black shoes. We were in white, and we had our little baskets, and we threw flowers wherever the procession and the Blessed Mother or wherever they carried it. All around the village, where the church was, where we went to school. See, and I never knew there was any other kind of church, because when I came to this country, I thought and said, why can't I go to this church? It's closer to our home than it was a Protestant church. Telling about the little eggs. As teenagers, we threw them over any housetop. It had to reach over and far beyond in order that we say it was a luck for us. Mm-hmm. And we enjoyed that. We, as teenagers, always got together. And my sister always sent me for Easter a black apron with red embroidery on it and had a ruffle on the shoulder. It had straps, a bib on, and it was a full apron gathered, and satin, of course, and a bib and the straps in the back, and a ruffle over with red embroidery. It was beautiful. Everybody thought I was so rich. I was a rich girl, and I wasn't rich at all. And of course, I didn't bring it with me because I forgot it, because I didn't want to. I was afraid of the water coming over to this country, and I really didn't want to come. Oh, I was afraid. I wanted to stay out there. I didn't want to cross the water. Not that I didn't want to come to America. Really. Another thing I used to think when we read history out there, I used to often think, I wonder if I would ever walk over bridges and under tunnels, or all those things that I heard, and here I am in America doing it all the time. And we didn't have that out there because we all had flat ground. We had hills, but not quite that much. Not where I lived, anyway. But the May procession and all those little things as I grew up as childhood was in Lutweis. Dressy little post Lutweis. I went to school Lutweis.
You talk about teenagers. How old were these teenagers?
Well, we were from seventh grade up high school. Mm-hmm. Some went to high school because the eighth grade, the teacher would take some of them for high school, but most of them went farming, or they got married and things like that. They started out new. The parents helped them, you know.
Who were the teachers?
We had male teachers. And then we had the lady, every Friday, another thing I missed, every Friday, we had sewing class. And we started up from 6 years old. We learned how to sew patches on. And when I left from the seventh grade, when I left the old country, we were making double vest men's shirts. And oh, that was advanced. Because before that, we crocheted, we knitted, we did everything. And we didn't have our material stamp. The stamp like children or fruit or anything. We didn't have a material stamp. We had to look in a book and copy from it to put the embroidery on the linen. Yeah. Looking. And we had to count the threads. Do you see how many threads? And we learned with X's first. And after the X's, in the back, it had to be perfect. And then we had to do the solid work. And then we were perfect. And then when we were allowed to sew on a machine, oh, we were so proud. We knew we were advanced. We made our own stockings. When I was 7 years old, I made my own stockings. I knitted my own gloves. We wore wristlets. We wore mufflers. We had mufflers too, you know. They were inside with the feathers. We made our own mufflers. We had them hanging around our neck, you know, put our hands in it. You know those mufflers, the old mufflers?
Muffs.
Muffs, yeah. And I call them mufflers, right. But anyway, that was the custom at that time because nothing was in the store. I mean, we made our own things at home.
Mm-hmm.
And in school.
Stockings.
We made the stockings, and then we used to have to bring old stockings of in a heel or toe worn out, your men's socks or women's socks. We made all kind of patterns running up high legs. But the men's socks and women's socks and things like that, we wore long dresses. The women wore long skirts out there those days, like they Cambodian did when they came here. Well, anyway, we had to take those to school and rip the toe and rip the heel and knit in the stocking and knit in the toe, the heel and the toe. Make it look like new again. That's the only thing about wore out is the toe and the heel. The rest was pretty good yet.
You did this in school?
Well, anyone that was advanced, I was advanced. Anytime I took mine home and I got an awful lot done. But see, I was sort of on the government side. I got my yarn given to me, which the other children had to buy theirs.
How did that happen?
Because I belonged to the government, my mother was dead, see.
Oh, I see. You belong to the government.
I belong to the government, yeah. And then my sister took me, passed me, brought me over from there. We had to go through, from Austria, we had to go through Germany to get to Bremen. And they were getting ready for war. That was in 1912. And they were getting ready for war then. And no one were allowed to go into that Germany section unless you had a good reason. Of course, we had a good reason. And my sister Teresa, she took me as far as her ship. And then she went back. And then...
Do you remember anything about the World War I?
No, I was here in this country.
You were here, but you don't remember what was going on.
My father was living, and he died during the World War. I heard him say that he was injured, and he crawled into the bushes, and he died there. That's what I heard him say. And my sister Teresa died. We just got the word. We just got the letter on time before Pearl Harbor was taken. Otherwise, we would have never known that she had died. My sister Teresa had died. And she had one daughter, and I still write to her in German.
Do you write in German?
No, I can, but I write it in English, but somebody has to translate it for her. But when she writes to me in German letters. My sister St. B took a letter up to school one time. She thought the German teacher out there could read it. She could not read the German writing letter in English. When we went to school out there, we wrote the English letters because we wrote in Latin. We learned Latin. Oh, yeah. We learned Latin, and we wrote all that Latin in English letters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it wasn't hard for me to do that here. But to speak it, to speak the English language here, because when I came here, my sister's children were small, and we talked German at home constantly. And then when I came here, I learned some of it in school by memorizing, and the children talking. And then when I came here, I learned a little more and more and more. And then Sister Rose Gertrude took me for class once or twice a week, I forget, but it didn't last too long. But the reason she took me is because I wanted to go to confession, learn to go to confession in English. I went in German and I had to go to the sister's confessor to go to confession because he heard me in German. And I went to that little chapel where the kindergarten is. And so anyway, she taught me in English. And that was the most important thing. But didn't last too long. She went on a mission, things like that. And then Mother Mary thought I could have music. And Sister Monica told me I could have music. I said, oh, I'll never learn music. I don't know how to read everything. And she said, oh, yes, everybody can learn music no matter what language it is. So I had music. Sister Elizabeth got her to so had me for a while. And I forget who else had me. I'm not sure whether she was had me or 1 year or not. Anyhow, I had 2 years anyhow. I think I had 4 years, but I didn't have it steady. You can say 2 years. But I enjoyed it. And poor Sister Norbert, old Sister Norbert, that little tiny one, she used to come down and play duet with me. And we would have a good recreation time at that point. We played with old Sister Norbert. And of course, when I entered, my name was Sister Cyril. I got the name Sister Cyril when I got the habit, but I didn't want a man's name. I asked Mother Bonaventure just so I'd get a name, Blessed Mother, devotional Blessed Mother. My sister said that both my grandmother's and my mother's name was Elizabeth, and she said, well, we had Elizabeth. I said, oh, I didn't care. I said, I either wanted Monica Marie or Grace Marie. And here I got Sister Cyril. I nearly died when I heard my name. I didn't want men's name, but I'm happy now.
Sister Cyril, why did you want to enter and be a Sister of St. Joseph?
Why did I want to enter and be a Sister of St. Joseph? Well, every time we had a reception, Sister always used to say, come on, Mary, and I'll come up and get your black cap on. And I said, no, no, no. I might want to be a Franciscan, because I went to school there. And I thought maybe I was going to be a Franciscan. And then somehow or another, St. Joseph must have wanted me. I was in Ohio for my help, and I wanted to enter. And I didn't tell my sister. My nephew went to school here. He wrote home and told my sister that I was dressed to be a sister. And she came, and she cried for joy. And she came, she cried for joy because she knew I was safe now. She was so worried about me for fear I'd go wrong. Yes. She didn't want me to go in factories and work. I could have gone to Heinz, pick up stuff to work. She said, no, I want you to do housework. She says, and you'll always be a lady. A lady, housework is always a lady. She says, these factories are not for you. I would have went home every night and helped her out, but she didn't want me to do that. She wanted to raise me good, as she promised my father. Mm. So, of course, I did tell you when I ended. When I ended, then we had that snow, and I forget what I thought I was going to say.
Sister Mary Grace.
You mean when I worked here? I entered?
It doesn't matter. Just after you got to know them, maybe after.
Well, I know them both. Either when I worked here or when I entered, I knew Sister Mary Grace. I knew Sister Eusebius. I knew Sister St. Andrew. one time when I was a novice. No, when I worked here, I played Santa Claus for the babies and the novices, and they didn't know who I was. Well, anyway, I had a good time with the babies. They told me all some under the baby brother. They told me different things. And I went to, down to the laundry. And then Porsche at the bar, May used to, they used to bring that big, heavy cart over and put on the pool elevator. And one of them would sit in the cart and get a ride and cover a sheet over them. And I used to say, I'm going to tell on you. And if they were afraid, I would tell Sister Baptist, because she used to say, do-re-mi-fa-sol-la-ti-do in the school. Mm-hmm. And she was a singer, you know, she used to teach singing in school. And they used to have a good time in the laundry when they knew she was in school. And I used to say, I'm going to tell the mistress. And they used to say, used to be scared to death, but I didn't tell them. I loved them. I love
them. You said the pool elevator. You didn't have the electric elevator.
No, you had the rope elevator.
Yes, down there in the front hall.
Yeah, and when I worked here, I remember pulling Sister Celestia's and all the young sisters who entered the trunk up to the attic. Mm-hmm. I'd pull it up, and Mother Mary Grace used to, the novices used to pull, Mother Mary used to pull her up and down that elevator. Pulley elevator down there where that outside the telephone is down by the porch cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
In there, that was a pulley elevator, mm-hmm. A little corner. And of course, Mother Mary Grace was very good to me. They all the teachers, Sister Andrew was most kind to me. When she wanted something extra done, she always had the boys do my regular thing and do something extra for her. She was the only one who was always very thoughtful. If I took sick and didn't empty my bucket or something like that, I was sick or something, and I didn't get a chance to empty my bucket or take my bucket away, Sister St. Andrew had the boys put away, but not any of the other teachers. St. Andrew was very good.
What was Sister St. Paul?
St. Paul was cute. She was cute with the babies, you know. And I played Halloween one time, and they thought it was Big John. We had Big John here, big tall man. And I had this pumpkin, and I put a board on top, a nail board on top, and put this pumpkin on it, and put a roller towel on it, and had the pumpkin lid inside and held it up. The boys' windows, and the little ones ate in the other place where the resource center is. So then they didn't see it, and then I went to the classroom, and one child was in the classroom. They were all scared. They ran out. They thought it was a ghost for sure. And I blew this horn. I had two toot and a horn tassel on it, and I waved that in the window. And one of the boys was so scared, Sister St. Paul had to pick that little board. Sleep at her.
Mm-hmm.
He was so frightened.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did get into that. But Sister St. Paul and Mother Mary Grace, and they were all very nice, you know. But I couldn't say anything unkind about them. They were very nice to me all the time. And
then, after you finished your canonical year here, where did you go?
Oh, after I finished my canonical year, yes.
We'd like to know something about your days in Edmondsburg with the Lutherans.
Well, I was here, and when my name was called out to go someplace, they weren't sure where they were going to put me. They were going to put me in two places, Edmondsburg or Strictly. So I had gone to Strictly, and I was in Strictly for 1 year, and I cooked there and kept house, and I had five little pupils, music pupils. And I taught them music. And then I was changed to Edmondsburg because Sister Flora took sick and she had to come home. And Sister Philomena, that time, I remember, that's why they were mixed up. She was supposed to go to China. And they didn't know whether they could, and they had somebody else there then. But Sister Flora took sick, and I had to take her place.
But Sister Palmina used to go to China.
Yeah, but she didn't get to go. And so I went there and Sister Flora was sick, and she had to come home at Joseph Teresa's sister. And anyhow, I went up there, and of course, I had to be a mother, father, a parent to all the children. And I didn't know very much about them. And Sister Anna Gina was new too. I was new too. She was the nurse. And Sister, who was with me at the time? But anyway, when Sister Flora was there, and Sister Philomena was there with her, Sister Flora was kind of selfish, I'm sorry to say, because the boys didn't learn anything. And the little girls sang, danced, and did little things, because Sister Flora taught them. And Sister, and I said to her, when the girls recited things, I just wanted to see how much they knew, not that I knew anything. I didn't know anything because I had not, nothing in my life. And I quizzed them. And I said, come on, little, the boys, I named some of them, why don't you sing with the girls and be nice like that? You know? I said, oh, that's nice. And they said, we're not allowed, so the floor don't allow us. And I felt bad. So we all, I went like this. I taught the children everything. And we always had a Christmas show. We had it two times. One for the Evansburg people and one for the Altoona people. And the bishop came along. And we had a Christmas show. It lasted about an hour. And but we, the reason we had to teach, and I said this is for him, who was out there with me for 17 years with me. And I said, if we're going to teach them all these things, we might as well show it off at Christmas time. So I said, everybody's going to be taught the same thing because we didn't know for sure whether somebody's going to get sick or somebody's going to be adopted or somebody's going to go home. And we were always on the alert in that line. And I never had 50 kids, but we always ran up to 49 in my group. And on Sundays, we used to take them out for a walk, during the week too. And the people used to say, how did you get so many ready this early in the morning? I said, they help one another. I said, they're very good. The older child always had charge of the smaller one. And then I had to go over and adjust them in the, when they went out in the snow or anything. I test them or to keep them warm, you know. But they helped to put them on. But I adjusted them. She tightened them up and made them sure they didn't get cold. So, we had two shows, and the bishop enjoyed it. And then the year when the social worker came, government social worker came with the council, the state social worker, and we didn't have enough help for as many children as we had. So they did away with some of the children. They wanted the children out in homes. And we didn't have so many, so we quit having a show then because we didn't have enough children. And the bishop wanted one more show. And I said, no, Sister Marie. I said, I cannot do it. And we can't do it because we don't know who's going to be absent. We can't do it. We can't do it only with a few. We have to have a back. We can't do it with a few. I said, we never had a back. But they always sing the Christmas carols all during Mass, the Christmas. All the Christmas carols. They sang for benediction. And one father said one time, his child knew more in the few months that she was there than he knew in 40 years. In the Latin songs and things. Because we constantly taught them and kept them busy. In the morning, there was no play. We all taught the music. They had art. I mean, summertime was different. We went outside all the time. But during the year, when they couldn't go outside, outside on a certain time. And they used to have a lot of rooter peppers. And they used to call in the kitchen window, Sister Jerome, give us some more rooter peppers. We like them. They love rooter peppers. Mm. She cooked them, I don't know how she cooked them, she cooked them so good. Whether it was beef broth or something, they liked the rooter peppers. And of course, they mostly had soup. In the evening, they had milk and the chowder bread and things like that, something like that. But Sister Josefa was superior up there when I first went up there. And Sister no, she wasn't there when I went first up there. She was superior after that. And Mary Lee was after that, and Josefa was superior when I went up there. And, well, as I told you, I was a mother for them all, and I had to learn my way through. So a couple of times later on in years, when different superiors were there, Mother Bonaventure was there, and she could only take it 1 year because she couldn't run the place like she wished. Because the bishop only gave you so much. See? And Sister Christina was there 1 year. And Sister Christina said one time, Sister Marie Baker said that should be in the archive, I would kiss the janitor if he would give me a dollar. That's how hard. That she wanted to get extra things for her children and for us too. Different things, you know. We didn't get. We didn't stop or anything. We had good food. She picked up as good folk. But it wasn't a variety. Of course, those days, there wasn't too much of variety either. We didn't have it in bacon either. But they wanted more children. But a number of times when down the yard, and a man would come over to the fence, and he wasn't even a Catholic, he'd give me $10 to give something. And I gave it to the nurse said, we're getting bacon for them. And she'd buy some bacon. Yeah. And then during the Depression, Sister Mother Genevieve was up there, and she took the bacon grease and made the gingerbread, just to drop the bacon. She'd make gingerbread out of the bacon grease, just so his kids got that much, you know. Mother Genevieve was up there, too. You know, she wasn't superior, but she was just up there extra. Uh-huh. And Sister different nurses were up there. Sister Kathleen was up there as a nurse. And Sister Don Benedict, she left. And Sister Ann Regina, and Sister Joseph Teresa, and Sister the one is the other nurse that used to take care of Mother Adrian, what's her name?
Evarista.
Evarista, she was up there. And but Sister Kathleen and I used to work together. She used to say, if you help me clean house, I'll help you. We used to wash the walls. And we didn't have anybody wash our walls or anything. We didn't get anybody. We had to do it ourselves. With high ceilings and everything. And I even painted the dormitories where the children slept and painted the walls and scrubbed the floor real good on my hands and knees and varnished them, shellacked them and varnished them and painted all the beds white and the spring silver. And then we had a fire up there, and the hard help and our mattress, we slept up there in the middle room where the fire escape was, and the mattress was boiled in water. We cut them up and made mattress for the children, beds, you know, good mattress. And then Father, had charge of the buying things for us, and he got asking for some Macintosh rubber, and we covered them tight. You know, we have to sew them tight on. We used to stay up at night and do that. We used to stay up at night to do it. But the ladies used to come from Evansburg, old ladies used to come and sew for us, for children sewing. But see, some of them couldn't see, and they'd sew black thread on white and white thread on black, and we didn't like that. We didn't want to make them look like orphans. So we had to rip them again. And then we took the Sharks up to the Cattells. They had a big mansion up the Cattells in the corner. We used to take the Sharks up there, and they used to meet up there and have tea up there. And they used to make Sharks up there. Those days they had cotton Sharks that didn't have any. We used to give us clothing. Now, we were not allowed to ask their own people for anything unless they offered. And anytime they offered, I used to ask them for shoes. And we got shoes too, but not everybody could put the shoes we got, you know.
You mean shoes for the sisters?
No, children. And the children were cute. And they had cute sayings. If I would have thought that, Sweden years, I always said. I would have written a book, really. It was so, that sayings of children had. And there was a woman, her child didn't walk, and she used to come, she said, could I come down somewhere?